presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
December 23, 1027 America, New York. U.S. stocks slip as traders scrutinize fresh batch of economic data. Focus remains on Fed at end of grim year for global equities.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 23, 1024 America, New York. Merry commercial Christmas. Isn't it obvious how reprehensible is the commercialization of Christmas? I read in a Montreal newspaper that the development of the mass market stimulated by material desires and of the consumer society around the late 19th or early 20th century led to the commercialization of the holiday season and created an artificial Christmas.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 23, 1020 America, New York. Speech re-education. A few days ago, The Wall Street Journal reported that Stanford University administrators in May published an index of forbidden words to be eliminated from the school's websites and computer code, and provided inclusive replacements to help re-educate the benighted.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
December 23, 1018 America, New York. Retailers need a last-minute holiday gift from shoppers. Discounts are back as stores try to entice cost-conscious customers. The strategy hinges on a final flurry of shopping this weekend.
Global economy.
December 23, 9:15 America, New York. A fake baby bump shows the limits of U.S. chip sanctions on China. Smuggling boom suggests ban will complicate but not halt the flow of technology, while raising prices for all.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
December 23, 9:09 America, New York. AT&T to build broadband services outside current markets. The telecom company would form a joint venture with BlackRock to fund the rollout of fiber optic networks in new markets.
New York Times Business.
December 23, 8:41 America, New York. Consumer spending cooled in November as closely watched inflation gauge slowed. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index showed prices increased 5.5 last month, as consumer spending pulled back. Shoppers at a Costco in Chicago.
Daily FX Market News. December 23, 8:20 America, New York. AUD, USD forecast. Quiet week ahead going into 2023 for Aussie. AUD, USD hovers around 0.67 with potential to push lower.
BBC News Business.
December 23, 8:13 America, New York. Meta settles Cambridge Analytica scandal case for $725 million. The proposed deal by Facebook's owner is the largest in a U.S. data privacy class action, say lawyers.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 23, 8 o'clock America, New York. Evaluating insurance. I'm a limited partner with a small ownership share in a fairly large apartment complex. The general partner, who has become a friend, is a very bright guy. But he sometimes runs ideas by me to get my take.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
December 23, 8 o'clock America, New York. Musk invokes Twitter succession without giving clarity on successor. The billionaire owner of the social media platform has assembled a team to keep the platform running while questions on the top job go unanswered.
Daily FX Market News.
December 23, 7:16 America, New York. USD, ZAR Outlook. ZAR gains continue as ANCNEC announcement keeps markets optimistic. ZAR on course for 5 consecutive days of gains against the greenback. Will we enter the new year below the $17.00 mark?
Marginal revolution.
December 23, 7:12 America, New York. Is ChatGPT moving toward the median voter? 1. ChatGPT no longer displays a clear left-leaning political bias. A mere few weeks after I probed ChatGPT with several political orientation quizzes, something appears to have been changed in ChatGPT that makes it more neutral and viewpoint diverse.
Global economy.
December 23, 6:31 America, New York. Japan inflation nears 41-year high on weak yen and soaring energy costs. Rising prices come as Tokyo approves record budget and investors test BOJ's loose monetary policy.
Daily FX Market News.
December 23, 5:39 America, New York. WTI oil eyeing further gains following yesterday's pause. WTI printed a three-week high yesterday before being weighed down by changing sentiment and a stronger U.S. dollar. Further gains or consolidation ahead for WTI crude?
New York Times Business.
December 23, 5 o'clock America, New York. France desperately needs workers, but the fixes could anger left and right. Legalization of undocumented workers and pared-down unemployment benefits are part of the government's plan to fill hundreds of thousands of jobs. Staff at Hotel des Grands Boulevards in Paris.
New York Times Business.
December 23, 5 o'clock America, New York. Jeep plant shutdown imperils Illinois town and 1,350 workers. Stellantis plans to idle the factory, which makes the Cherokee, as it shifts to electric vehicles. Labor talks and a union election may be affected. Jeep Cherokee's leaving the Stellantis assembly plant in Belvedere, ill.
Marginal Revolution.
December 23, 2:14 America, New York, Ben Thompson interview with Daniel Gross and Nat Friedman. On the GPTs, this one starts with Ben. If text and images are all a commodities, that value increasingly comes not from the item itself but from the brand surrounding it.
Marginal Revolution.
December 23, 0:54 America, New York. The economic costs of depression amongst the young. A growing body of evidence indicates that poor health early in life can leave lasting scars on adult health and economic outcomes. While much of this literature focuses on childhood experiences, mechanisms generating these lasting effects, recurrence of illness and interruption of human capital accumulation, are not limited to childhood.
Day Trade Review, December 23, 0:15 America, New York. Finimize versus The Motley Fool. Which service should you use? Which platform is better when it comes to Finimize versus The Motley Fool? If that's your question, check out our full comparison now. The post Finimize versus The Motley Fool. Which service should you use? Appeared first on Day Trade Review.
BBC News Business.
December 22, 1916 America, New York. Airport strikes. Border Force staff begin Christmas walkout. Travelers arriving in the UK are warned to expect disruption and delays as staff who check passports go on strike.